We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think Belichick having a type now is starting to be a problem at quarterback, not just, as I illustrated earlier, you know, a lack of a mobile quarterback. Pocket passer, accurate guy, guy who can't make plays off script, you know, Mac Jones. I also think when it comes to the quarterback soldiering it out, I don't think Hurts is 100%. I don't. And he's in the Super Bowl. We know Mahomes isn't 100%, right? And he might be playing it up a little bit. If you want to make a Jordan analogy, like Jordan flu game, if you want to make an analogy, Romo with Michael Jordan, that might have been the one I went with. If you think Mahomes is embellishing his injury a little bit, fine. I could see that. You think that's crazy?
I don't know if it's Mahomes doing it, but you don't play on a high ankle sprain like that. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to my dad because he's talking to me about Patrick Mahomes, and he's like, what did they shoot in that ankle?
He didn't get a shot?
That's what they tell you.
I'm not trying
to be conspiracy theorist, but if you have a high ankle sprain, and I know where you're going with this.
Where?
Like, I know there's a There's a famous photo from the tunnel at Gillette that makes this look extra bad for Mac Jones. They are either fudging the injury report, because we've never seen the walking boot in any of the media availabilities last week at practice, and you just don't treat a high ankle sprain that way. Either that, or they are shooting him with, like, horse drugs in the ankle.
Some guys are just tougher than others.
No!
Yes?
That's not real.
That is
you
real.
You can't, okay.
That
so
is
he's
real.
Out there.
All
I understand.
Tom Brady never missed games.
They have
do you think
his leg
every quarterback
would
have played those games?
That not to the point of a high ankle sprain.
He played in a high ankle sprain.
He played with
in the Super Bowl.
He played with separated shoulders. He sliced his hand open. He played.
They had so much tape on that leg. I do believe he wasn't feeling anything below the kneecap. Like, I think his whole leg was just became one thing.
Brady
a big block of wood.
Brady will take the shot. Maybe Mahomes is afraid to take the shot. I have no idea.
Something here is a lie. It's either the injury report or it's the shots. They can't have it both ways, and somebody needs to be the whistleblower on this situation, because it's not good journalism, and the fine people of Kansas City deserve better.
I just think it's interesting that Bill's old guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, is standing there smiling on the side, like enjoying watching his teammates
sick, right?
Getting their asses whooped in the NFC Championship game.
Like
Garoppolo
was eating grin, just
was
on
having
the side
a time,
line.
Just having a great time. You know, all he is anyway is a handsome face and a head of hair. That's all he is anyway. So he's just doing what he's good at, just standing there and smiling
like
for the camera.
Not impressive.
No, it is.
Very impressive face.
I mean, he's a handsome guy. There's no doubt about it. But he's just standing there smiling while all his teammates are, you know, feeling like they're getting a Super Bowl appearance ripped away from them, which he did to them the last time they were all in the Super Bowl when he crapped his pants. But so that's Bill's old guy, who I thought was supposed to be back and active for that game. Why is he on the side? Shouldn't he have gone into the game yesterday?
They said at the beginning of the week it was going to be Purdy.
I understand that.
The days before, they said it could be Jimmy. He didn't play all season.
It had been circled for a long time that the NFC Championship game could be when he comes back. And that guy with a timetable for return doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
Gotta ride the hot hand.
He's always on the late side of the timetable for a return. Kind of like the guy now in New England. Mac Jones took a while to come back last year. Patrick Mahomes didn't miss any time. And I do think that's one of the takeaways of this weekend. Mahomes is gutting it out for his team, just like he gutted it out a few years ago when the Chiefs won it all. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I wonder if Mac will do it. I wondered if Garoppolo would do it. There's a lot of quarterbacks I wonder that about. Mac's one of them. You don't have to wonder it about Mahomes.
At the time, I feel like people thought that Mac was coming back the shortest amount of time he possibly could without the tightrope surgery.
I mean, he practiced
Remember
that
everything
week.
About the tightrope surgery? Okay, he was a scarecrow that week. They trotted him out and propped him up for the reporters, and then they were like, take him away, take him back down.
There was talk that week that he's practicing. Could he play? You guys must have talked about that.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
But he was out there.
Yeah, he was.
In the sense of he didn't move once. He just threw the ball with his feet basically planted into the ground.
Yeah.
That's not practicing.
You got to soldier through the pain.
That's standing there.
Arkin?
Well, when he came back, he looked so good that I think that they really should have rushed them faster than that.
That's true.
I mean, listen, it's just not his rookie year, but close enough that you suffer an injury like that, you don't want to mess the guy up long term. And I don't think that it was in any real danger of that, but when he came back, he clearly wasn't right, and, you know, it never really got much better afterwards. And that was a combination of things, but I don't think the injury helped him at all.
Can we, Ryan, and I should have set this up quicker, but can we just hear how Bill feels about his current quarterback? I just want a reminder again, because I missed this. This is one of the things that I was sitting on my couch watching Netflix instead of, you know, working. And one of the things that I was really kicking myself for not working during was this year-end wrap-up from Bill Belichick when he said what again about his quarterback?
You know, Mac has the ability to, you know, to play quarterback in this league. And, you know, we have to all work together to try to, you know, find the best and most, you know, best way to, as a football team, which obviously the quarterback's an important position, to be more productive than we were this year.
Sounds sold. I can't imagine.
I feel like it's progress, though, now that he's saying the quarterback is the important position.
Well,
or
fair.
An important position,
he's at
I
least,
should say. An important position.
He's recognizing
because
that position matters.
Here's my other takeaway. And I said this, I think, last week after the Niners won, where I was concerned because Bill has taken the wrong lesson from what Kyle Shanahan does before, where he's like, hey, that's a cool. Your dad invented that offense. I like that. That's a cool way to run offense. I like that. Instead of getting any of the coaches who understand how to install and coach that offense, I'm just going to do it with my friends. And then you see what Kyle Shanahan goes through with these various quarterbacks. Sorry, none of them are like so spectacular. And I'm sure Bill's looking at that going, I could do that. I could do that with Mac. I could make that look really good. And then you see where he gets himself in a pickle and he's stuck with the rotation that he had yesterday. And you can get to whether or not you think there should be a third quarterback dress the way that there used to be prior to 2011. But I'm just glad that hopefully Bill looked at that and was like, quarterback is important. Look at Patrick.
No, Mahomes. And I hope he realizes that maybe you don't just need a pocket passer in today's day and age. The biggest play in the AFC title game was a mobile quarterback picking up a first down and then on top of it, getting an extra 15 yards.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.